A motion and a second to apply the language from 2555 to the residential code to correlate it.
Here's the problem.
All right.
We still have an issue. 2555 references section R904 2.3, and then in the body of the text it says 1506.7. I think that's what Billy was trying to say.
Yes.
2554 references the correct section in both areas. So we need to approve 2554 and then 2555 based on the residential reference instead of the text.
Can we just start over on the two of them?
It's the same thing.
Okay. Let's have a motion to reconsider 2555.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So what we're trying to do is on 2555 and 2554 is to craft this so that it accomplishes what you want for both the building and the residential sections, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what, Mo, do you have what you need to make that happen? If we just made a motion to that effect, or do we need to do something specific to make that?
That's fine. I need to ask the staff, did we amend 2555 as amended? To add TAS 114E.
Yes, that was done.
And also, so we have a statement also saying that would apply to both.
Well, not yet. That's what we're trying to figure out.
I think all we need to do is change the reference number on 2555 to the residential number.
Okay.
Instead of 1506.7, change that.
Should be R904.2.3.
Okay, so the essence is that 2555 is approved with the addition of TS 114E and corresponding and correlating language to the residential chapter, right?
No, because now that we voted on 2555. Now that is the residential one, but the number was referencing the building code.
No, we reconsidered. We don't have a vote right now on any of them. What I'm trying to do is craft a new motion that accomplishes. See, what we did is we voted for it, then now I asked for a motion to reconsider. So as of now, we're trying to craft the single motion that would address this whole issue.
Well, then you need to change corresponding building instead of change corresponding residential. Because right now it's strictly residential.
Okay. Perfect. So 2555 with the addition of TS 114E is the residential, so the idea is to change and correlate the same change to the building volume. Is that correct?
Yeah. I think that's
and that
right.
Accomplishes what we want to do?
Yeah.
All right, so let's just go ahead and do that. Is there a motion to that effect?
Jeff. One sec. The residential in the 2006 supplement, it's 904.4.3 for clips. they had the wrong section referenced. So yeah. It should be 904.4.3.
And in general, I think the idea is that staff will do all the correlation as necessary.
We will take care of this.
We don't need to worry about those things, but that's a good catch. Okay, the motion is to approve 2555 with the additional language of adding TS 114E and to make the corresponding change to the building section, and of course, as always, making sure that all the reference numbers are correlated and correct. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. There's a motion. A motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so it's 9-1 in favor of this 2555 as amended and the building volume as well. Okay, 2412 in, I guess, is 2164 like the building or the residential, or is it just the same one? It's a adopt language with additional reference to the table. Since I don't have these things. Anybody from public want to speak on this?
Jim Parducci with the FRSA, and we're going to go ahead and withdraw
Jeff.
Mod number 2164. and replace it in your packages.
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You want to withdraw 2164? Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And replace it with mod 2412, which you should have a new copy of it with the corrections made. There was just a typo in the table.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, so the proponent has withdrawn 2164, and we're considering instead, which was already in the chart, 2412. So you want to speak in favor? Anything you want to say?
Yes, all we've done is just added the table reference to 1507.2.10, which is the correct table.
Okay. Anybody from the public want to speak on this for or against? Is there a second for discussion? We have a motion and a second for approval on 2412. Chris?
One small concern is it's just a, as you read through it, asphalt shingles shall have self-seal strips or be interlocking, comply with ASTM D225 or ASTM D3462 and Table 105.2.10. It sounds like shingles have to comply with ASTM D3462 and the table together. I was going to suggest that we put or ASTM D3462 and also comply with Table 105.2.10, just so we separate those two and we don't have a table and a standard together.
All right, so you're proposing. Chris is proposing to amend this, and there's no fiscal impact to that, correct? Okay. Chris is proposing to amend this with adding and also comply with the table. That's the proposal. Any further discussion on the proposal as amended?
It still can be interpreted that way, Chris.
I'm just trying to separate them.
Yeah. Maybe it
whatever
can say comply with table 1507.2.10 and ASTM D224 or DS. However you do it, it's still going to do it. How about making that a separate sentence? Shingles must comply with table 1507.2.10.
All right, so put a period at the end of that and start a new sentence. Shingles shall also comply?
Yeah. That works.
That's fine.
Okay, that clarifies that. All right, further discussion on this as amended? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Who needs a break?
What time?
Are you okay with the amendments and everything?
All right, it's been requested. We're going to take about an 8-minute break. We'll come back here at
look, folks, the real deal is this is really too early for a break, so we're going to take a very quick one, so come right back.